lots of fun, even when you aren't on the run.
It's informative.
Best morning soundtrack.
Glenn Kalina on 98.1 WOGL.
7:40 Celebrity Lounge this morning. Mary McCartney, British photographer, filmmaker, cookbook author, and of course, advocate of vegetarianism as part of a sustainable plant-based living. Lots of cookbooks, but we want to talk about the show. Mary McCartney Serves It Up will be available to stream exclusively on Discovery Plus beginning Thursday, February 4th. How exciting is this?
What a lovely introduction. Thank you so much.
You know, I watch your videos, and I'm a vegetarian. My wife's a vegetarian, and we watch your videos, and we absolutely love it. And can't wait to see these shows. You've got some great recipes on there, of course, but a lot of celebrity cooks, too. Where do you want to start with here?
I think you're going to find it fun, and I think it is lighthearted, but the main reason for me to do the show is to sort of come up with some quick and easy, delicious recipes so that I think anyone that wants to eat more vegetarian food is always looking for ideas. And I mean, really, anybody is always looking for nice ideas for meals. So that's what this is all about. And it's all about sort of really flavorful, flavor jam-packed meals that you can share with friends and family.
I know what you're saying.
I'm a real people person, so whenever I come up with recipes, I kind of imagine who I'm going to try it out on, who I'm going to share it with. So then for this show, that's how that idea came about. At the end of each episode of Mary McCartney Serves It Up, I have a guest, and I share the food with them, and we have a chat and a few laughs, and that's really what it's all about, some of my favorite things.
When we, when my wife and I became vegetarian, we had that problem of how to create these dishes quickly because we didn't know what we were doing. We had to restock the house pretty much with everything, and it took a while. But now we got it down. It's a couple years now, and health-wise, it's been great, and all the other benefits of doing that. Have you been vegetarian your whole life?
Yeah. Well, I need to come and check out your kitchen because my style of cooking is that really you don't need to buy ingredients that are unusual. So often I'll use things that are in most people's kitchens or pantries, or if not, they're really easily accessible from most stores. So I'd love to have a route around your kitchen though, up with some recipes now that I know that you spent 2 years coming up with all the ingredients and stocking it.
Hey, you're welcome anytime. Come on by. You know, we created recently a squash with some pizza sauce and spinach and chard, and it's fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah, and then you start with one thing, and then you sort of add and layer it up.
Yeah.
What was interesting is you say that when you sort of start eating meat free, it's about thinking about that gap in the plate. And I don't know about you, but it's like I want someone to look at my meal and think that it looks better, you know, want to eat it and, you know, not feel like I'm eating side dishes. I want to feel like I'm eating something substantial.
Yeah.
And also something that hasn't like taken me all day to cook.
True.
So I'm looking for flavor and I'm looking for something satisfying and hearty. So I think that's really what it stems from. And I want it to be fun, don't you? Color and fun, and for it to smell good and be inspiring. And sort of, you know, food is all about making your taste buds, you know, tantalizing the taste buds, making your mouth water. And, you know, the smells that can come from the kitchen if you're doing something delicious, usually everybody ends up sort of going towards the smell, and then you can have a party in the kitchen.
Well, you're making me hungry. I gotta go. Sorry, I gotta get up to the kitchen.
And then you just need a really good playlist, and that's all you need, really, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I agree. It's actually become fun now to do this. In the beginning, it was a little taxing because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
But now it's actually fun, like you said. And we do it, and we put some music on, and you cook away.
Open a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Have any of your guests thrown a curve your way, like with some crazy dish?
No, because what I do is on the show, I have like each episode has a different theme. So one might be easy entertaining. I had Kate Hudson on with that and I cook along with her. We FaceTimed each other and we cook. Like I show her how to make these vodka maple grilled peaches, which are really delicious. Mm. So I showed her that, and then Mark Ronson came on for one, mm-hmm. the DJ producer, and for that I showed him. He actually came to the kitchen in London because he's in London, so I showed him to put together this warm sub marinara sub sandwich, meatless sandwich, which is sort of warm marinara sauce, and it's just really hearty. It's like a meal between two slices of bread, so that's delicious. So it's more, I kind of do it with him, and then we talk about anecdotes and things we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
The one person who really did show me how to make something on the show rather than me cooking for them is Dave Grohl on the Classic with a Twist episode. He showed me how to make his veggie lasagna, which is absolutely incredible.
I was going to ask
and
you
then
that.
I made the dessert, which was this really delicious vegan banoffee cheesecake, which is pretty easy. It's like no bake. You just put it all together and stick it in the fridge till you're ready to eat it. So,
what's your father's? What's your dad's favorite vegetarian dish?
The thing is, I think growing up, we talk about food so much. There's a real wide range of what we like.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other things is we are slightly sandwich obsessed in my family. So
okay.
I think because my mum was a New Yorker, we grow up on like New York deli sandwiches. So we often are making sandwiches. Dad makes great sandwiches. He sort of just open the fridge and just empty the contents onto some toast.
stand there over the island or the sink and eat it, right?
I think the one thing with me and sandwiches is that I'm definitely not afraid of a condiment, so I kind of have everything in there, and like then a bit of mayo and mustard and this all sliced pickles.
I read a
foodie, and the good thing about growing up in a vegetarian family is we just got to talk about food a lot and inspire each other. So
yeah.
I think now
it's a good education.
I think it's just something I'm hooked on now, and I think about food all the time. Do you do that where you eat breakfast and then you think, what am I going to have for lunch?
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Then you eat lunch.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
What am I going to have for dinner?
Yeah, or what can we discover? You know, I read a funny story, too, speaking of your dad, that the president of Argentina will go meatless if Sir Paul McCartney serenades him. You think that's ever going to happen?
Oh, I do not know that. I have not heard about that yet.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
We also do this thing where, as a family, we promote this thing called Meatless Mondays, Meat-Free Mondays,
mm-hmm.
which is, if you're not vegetarian, it's like, how about thinking of just one day on a Monday... going meat free, and then that way you can, it's using less water, it's just more sustainable way of eating. And that way, you know, I don't like to be preachy about vegetarianism
mm-hmm.
or veganism. It's
mm-hmm.
I don't like to be told what to do. So I wouldn't tell anyone else what to do. I would sort of just try and maybe entice meat reducers over by cooking something that they really want to eat. So you've got to want to do it, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. So nice to talk to you. Mary McCartney Serves It Up, available to stream exclusively on Discovery Plus beginning on Thursday, February 4th. Wow, can't wait to watch all the shows and see what you're doing. I love your black bean burger already, so that's on the agenda for this week.
Yeah, well, look, it's been really great speaking to you, and I'm really excited to see the show. I think you're going to have some great new menu options once you see it.
Thank you for doing it, and thank you for joining us this morning on 98.1 WOGL, Mary McCartney.
Good morning, everyone.